Yesterday's Dreams. 1. There was a little boy up here one day, a soft and fertile spring day, and he said to his mother, "Listen to the singing, listen to the singing." And she said, "That's the wind in the trees, honey, that's not singing." But I agreed silently with the little boy. On this slope of hill, when the wind passes through the trees just right, it really does sound like singing, a sweet, sad song. And sometimes I imagine that it sings the names of those I come here to see, my wife Susan, and my daughters, Cindy and Anne. There was no singing today, not a Chicago hot and Chicago humid August day like this one, August 29th to be exact. Anne's 12th birthday, or would have been if it all hadn't happened, if the three of them hadn't died. I brought a few garden tools so I could clean everything up around the headstone, and I brought sunflowers, which Anne had always liked especially. I started out the way I usually do, saying prayers, Hail Marys and Our Fathers, but then just sort of talking to them in my mind, and telling them how it's been going since I took early retirement on my 48th birthday, and how the rest of the family is doing, all the aunts and uncles and cousins who had loved her so much. I stayed a couple of hours, spending the last 20 minutes or so watching a bright red family of cardinals building a nest on a low-slung branch nearby. After I left, I drove over by Wrigley Park, where Susan lived when I first started dating her back in the early 60s. Past the theaters where we used to see the romance movies she liked so much, you know, with Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue and people like that, and the dance hall where we saw a very young Jimi Hendrix, long before anybody had ever heard of him, or before anybody knew what to make of him either. Then I stopped in a bar and had a couple of lights, me having started to lose that old boyish figure of mine. And then I stopped by a video rental store and picked up 3 episodes of Maverick, James Garner being just about my favorite actor. I'd seen this particular batch before, but I never seemed to get tired of them. I was supposed to eat dinner at my brother's that night, but I canceled because he warned me.